things gone wrong here early to cause this change?
Well, we've been losing games. That's the bottom line. We let the coaching staff down. It's tough to change 25 players. I think every player should feel pretty bad about this change, and you know it's tough. You know, you got coaches. They spend a lot of hours in the rink, try to figure out how to turn things around, and we didn't respond very well. And now they're the ones who have to pay the price. You know, it's hard.
So that negative energy you talked about the other night, kind of getting into the room, is it very tough to get out? And this is one way of wiping it clean.
Yeah, but at the same time, our coaching staff was very positive. You know, they were really positive and try to, you know, they try their best. You know, it's this is a tough market to play. You know, any Canadian market you play, you know, it's expectations are high. You know, you got a lot of media attention. You got 15,000 GMs watching the games, and other couple hundred thousand at home. You know, so this is the place that, or any Canadian market, it's the place that you, as a player, you have to be, put all that on the side and focus on doing your job best you can, and that's all that you can do. You can't worry about what other people are saying. You can't really worry about how other players are playing, or are you gonna play enough, or whatever the excuses you can find. You know, it's there, but you can't use those excuses. You know, you gotta be mentally strong and try to block everything out. And because end of the day, you gotta ask yourself, like, are you giving yourself the best chance to be at your best every single night? That's the bottom line, you know. As a player, that's all you can do. You know, you gotta try to bring your 100% every day when you come to the rink. And if it's not enough, and you lose, if you have everybody giving, leaving everything on the ice, you can live with that. Because then the other team was better, and they beat you, you know. But I think lately our focus hasn't been there. We have tendency to get frustrated very easy. Tendencies to, you can see it that we play a little bit scared, afraid to make the mistakes. Things like that. You gotta have confidence playing this game. Otherwise, other teams see that. I think last night Columbus saw that. After the first period, they saw, like, oh, you know, we're down one goal, but they're a little scared, so they just came after us and they score four in the first 9 minutes. You know, and now with the change in the coach, you know, it's all of us should be embarrassed that we're in the point that we have to change the coach.
Only heading into this season with the expectations, did you ever think you'd get to this point? Or?
No. Absolutely not. But now it's up to players, up to each guy here, the ownership and management. They made a change, and now it's up to us to get a job done, because it doesn't take a rocket science. I think everybody knows what's going to happen next if things don't go well. That's the players that are going to get shipped out, and that's the way the business goes. So we gotta find a way to move on, find a way to win the game tomorrow. That's all. Not can't really think about what's been happening in the past. We just gotta move forward now. Try to find a way to win the game.
How familiar are you with Paul Maurice?
I don't know. Play against his teams, and he's coached a long time, and but that's all I know.
How many times have you been through this mid-season firing?
Maybe once or twice in Florida, but that's 10, 12 years ago, long time ago. So Calgary, we changed the GM 3-4 years ago, but it doesn't happen often, that's for sure.